The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eleanor Tomlinson is an award-winning artist and illustrator based in East Yorkshire. Back in June, she was inspired to create an image of Her Majesty the Queen and Paddington Bear holding hands and strolling away from the Jubilee festivities. The image was widely shared on social media, and Eleanor was swamped with messages, requests for work, and interests from all corners of the globe. She also created a picture of three corgis celebrating the Jubilee, which received approval from none other than Her Majesty the Queen herself. And Eleanor is with us here. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, this last few months, has it been quite overwhelming with all your stuff going viral?
Absolutely. So overwhelming. I think that word is such an understatement. I've been lost for words at every turn.
Yeah. So where did the idea to do these Jubilee drawings come from?
Well, the first one, which is the one you mentioned, it was Jubilee Fever. So there was sort of two versions of it, if you like. So there was one featuring the single corgi that was then edited and joined into a larger design with another couple of corgis, like that kind of sort of street party kind of get together, Jubilee picnic kind of feeling. Yeah. So I like to call that one the planned Jubilee illustration, because that was the one that I decided and designed beginning of April now this year.
Wow.
And the plan was always for that one to be a card and print design. And of course, as you very kindly mentioned, I did get a response from Windsor Castle, and a lovely personal letter from one of her ladies in waiting. As the first, I decided 70 of that design as a limited edition print, 70 for the Platinum Jubilee, and number one out of 70 was always kept to one side to send to Buckingham Palace. So to have received a thank you I was so touched, because I never for one moment expected to hear back. Think of the thousands of cards, gifts Her Majesty must have received back in June and in the lead up to the Jubilee, never for one moment did I think, I thought, oh, you know, if there's any chance she might have seen my work, I thought that would just, be more than enough. But to actually hear back, wow, it's now framed and up on my studio wall. I'm so thrilled about that.
Yeah.
But then obviously then in June, that one, I just call it that one, like everybody knows what I mean now. Quite funny. But of course, I sat down like millions of others across the world to tune into Party at the Palace on that Saturday evening. Was just absolutely caught up in that magical opening. And I just instantly envisaged that scene of them holding, each other's hand, walking away. And not all the details were decided, obviously, because I ended up painting her in green, which we didn't know she was going to be wearing until she came out on the balcony.
Yeah.
But that was just the perfect finishing touch, really. I was just about to start painting. And I wasn't sure what colour to paint the Queen in. And it was at that moment that she stepped out onto the balcony. So it was instantly, right, that's the colour she's going to be wearing. And literally was just so off the cuff. It was on the Sunday that was created whilst watching the pageant. Yeah. Finished it, took a photo, was just meant to be a little social media post just to say, I hope everyone's had a wonderful bank holiday weekend celebrating with loved ones. And minutes later, it was just snowballing and just, it was everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Was it that quick, like literally as soon as you posted it?
It wasn't at that point I realised it was going, but it was really funny actually thinking back, because I remember later on Sunday evening, because I was away at the time actually, and I was away with my mum, and my dad rang check up on us and ask, you know, were we having a good time? And my mum, and so I said, oh, Ellie's drawing's gone viral. And I remember just laughing and thinking, oh no, it hasn't. Like, it was, you know, I was thinking, oh, you know, it's amazing. But I didn't think it'd gone viral or anything like that. It was quite funny, really. I don't think it was until the next day when I had at first our local paper trying to get in touch, and my friends texting me, and you do realise it's everywhere. And I think at that point it slowly it became more real, and I actually started to realise what was happening. But I think I was the last person to accept it had gone viral.
Yeah. I think I heard you got, 25,000 emails and messages and things. How do you keep on top of that? Because surely you can't read all of them.
Oh, with difficulty. That's been, for me, the most difficult bit. I mean, it's a wonderful problem to have, don't get me wrong. But, yeah. I mean, it's in excess now. I mean, that was in that first week or so. So I hate to think how many emails now that I've either received or, responded to. And I've responded to as many as I can, and try to sort of prioritise, because obviously, you know, it's mostly just me. I think people sometimes don't realise what a small business it is. It's mostly me. My mum works now for me full time. Before all of this, she was just working maybe 6 hours a week for me, just helping with bits and pieces. And she's been here 5-6 days a week nearly since back in June. So it's been a massive undertaking that I wouldn't change it for the world, of course, but it's been difficult. And I do apologise to anybody who for any reason hasn't, has contacted me and hasn't had a reply. I really have done my best. Some of the late nights, especially in those first weeks, I was up until 5 a.m. trying to go through emails, and it was, I hope people can appreciate it. It was just unsustainable, really. So I'm doing my best still.
Yeah. And of course, the Queen was the Queen of the UK and indeed the Commonwealth. But where have you received all your messages and orders from? Is it even further afield than that?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely astonishing, really. Yeah. Because it's been everything on my website. I mean, the impact it's had on my small business and myself as an artist has just been out of this world. I mean, at multiple points over the last 3 months, every single product, design, item that I have on my website has been out of stock more than once, I'm sure. So, you know, it's been it's just so strange when you're, you know, because I mostly focus on British wildlife. Yeah. And when you're sending something that seems so quintessentially British, but you're sending it to Texas, yeah, or sending it to, I don't know, Japan, and it's brilliant, it's amazing, but it seems so strange sending all these just iconically British wildlife pieces everywhere. We should go back and write a list, because I think we can nearly tick off every country. There's only a handful of countries, and it's down to current unfortunate circumstances, maybe war or social unrest and things like that, are probably the only sorts of countries that we've not posted out to, because you physically can't get it there. But all across America, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. And have you found that the interest in your Jubilee art has also drawn more attention to your wildlife stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was through those alone that more people have begun hearing about me, and then have maybe sort of, you know, gone onto my website or gone onto my social media and seen the other things that I've done. Yeah. So the impact that those little fun Jubilee illustrations have had has been, it's been life-changing, really.
And I read that star of Downton Abbey, and of course star of the Paddington movies, Hugh Bonneville, asked for a copy of one of your artworks. Is that right?
He did, yes. I was absolutely blown away when I realised it was in those first couple of days back in June. And I didn't realise he'd ordered one, and he'd shared it really kindly on, I think it was Instagram, and somebody had screenshot and sent it to me, because I was a bit overwhelmed and I wasn't really on social media in those first few weeks, barely at all. Yeah. And somebody sort of said, oh, have you seen Hugh Bonneville's shared it? And so I sent him a message just to say thank you so much and how much it means to know that he loved it. He loved it too, and he shared a really kind comment about it. I just wanted to express my gratitude really to him personally, and he'd sort of said, oh, I've put in my order for a piece of Eleanor Tomlinson's art. And I thought, oh my gosh, thank you so much, never expected that. So I remember it was quite late in the evening, I just shouted to my mum, I was like, Lord Grantham's order. Yeah, it's there's so many.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Amazing things that have happened in the last 3 months. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. And it's kind of had a second wave, if you like, because of the unfortunate circumstances of the Queen passing away. It's been used again as tributes. I mean, people have left it with the flowers, haven't they?
It has. It's been such a bittersweet time, because I just wish it was under happier circumstances, that it's had this resurgence in the recent couple of weeks, and it's such a mixture of emotions, because of course the illustration was created, you know, only 3 months ago, but back to celebrate and commemorate happier times. And whether that's partly why so many are fond of it again to mark the Queen's passing, which is such a devastating event, has just been, it's been really, really humbling. It's really bittersweet, because it's lovely to see it out there and on those floral tributes, and know that it's brought so much comfort and joy to many at such a difficult time. It's really hard to articulate, but I just wish it was a happier event that meant that I was seeing it all over the place. It's just every time I see it now, it's just a reminder of what's happened, and it's just such a sad moment in history. But to know that that piece has been just so well received by so many is just amazing. It really is magical.
Yeah, absolutely. So where did your interest in art begin?
Oh, I can't even remember. When I was tiny, when I could first hold a pencil. I know my mum likes to recall the stories from nursery when they first picked up. So I must have picked up on, I don't know, I feel a bit awkward saying my artistic talent, but I suppose, you know, it was there even back then. Apparently at the age of 2, I was able to draw with perspective, which is really unusual, apparently. Mm. But it's just always been something that I've naturally gravitated towards, and I've never particularly been pushed that way, but equally I've never sort of been told that I can't do that either. I've just been sort of left to my own choices of what I wanted to pursue, and that, as early as I can remember, is just naturally what I've always been gravitated towards. So I naturally, you know, loved that subject at school, chose it for GCSE A levels, went to go and study illustration at university, and began whilst at school, I suppose, a hobby business that steadily over the last 10 years grown into what it has today. But I mean, I finished university nearly 3 years ago to the day that the Jubilee happened. So back in 2019, I graduated. And I just keep thinking, gosh, if somebody had told me at that moment of dissertation stress and all of that stuff going on in essays and degree shows that in 3 years' time, you know, something that you create is going to go viral, you'd just laugh, wouldn't you? You'd just think, gosh, no, don't be silly. That, you know, that'll never happen. So I feel really, really fortunate.
When you're making art, what normally inspires you when there's not big Jubilee events going on? Is it mainly just wildlife?
It is. So I live in rural East Yorkshire. And I'm inspired by the local countryside around me, whether it's the wildlife and animals. You know, I've always grown up next to barns. My daily walks straight outside the house are, you know, into just open fields, and you're nearly always bouncy deer, barn owls, all sorts, really. So I think because I've been surrounded by that all my life, that's just naturally what I've gravitated towards to capture and celebrate through my art. It also includes, you know, the odd tractor and Land Rover as well, because you see plenty of those out here in rural Yorkshire. But yeah, it's just, I love the countryside. I love animals. It's my happy place. But I suppose, you know, there's that that lovely feeling, again, when you're then drawing, and even if you're not surrounded by it and you're back at home, but that's what you're drawing and painting and creating, it's just such a lovely warm feeling that I get from creating pieces along those subjects and themes.
You and the Queen both love the countryside and animals.
Yes. Yes, I'm really passionate about my horses as well, which has always been something that I suppose I felt a connection with the Queen. Like that, all the events that have been on that have involved horses, I've either watched in person since I was a little girl, or I've watched on telly since I was so tiny. And I ride myself. I've always surrounded myself by horses. So I suppose, yeah, that's something else that, you know, you sort of become familiar with the Queen and growing up, and yeah, have that shared passion. Really.
Yeah. Now, there was another piece of art you did, wasn't there, which was just a couple of weeks ago to mark her death, which was her, Prince Philip, and one of her horses, right?
It was Her Majesty's, what I imagine is maybe more of her favourite attire, one of her walking coats and a headscarf. I love those photos, those personal photos that we see where she's maybe, you could argue, in her happier places, whether that's up at Balmoral or you'd like to say out in the countryside, amongst wildlife, amongst animals, and she's arm in arm with Prince Philip walking away again from the back. She's leading one of her fell ponies, which we then saw featured during her funeral celebrations, which just, I was doing okay until that point, and the two corgis, and then I was a mess. I was an emotional mess at that point.
And to the left is also a corgi again, following royally behind Prince Philip. So I just wanted to capture this idea of her being reunited with all her most loved, people and animals, which to me is her horses, her corgis, and of course her beloved Prince Philip. And yeah, it was just something that I just felt as an artist and illustrator, just to respond again by painting, by drawing, and sort of offer my deepest sympathies to the family, and just wanted to commemorate and honour her in that way.
That was such a nice touch at the procession and the funeral scene, the Queen's horse and all her corgis.
Oh, it was. Like I say, I was managing to hold it together quite well, and then Emma the pony stood by herself with the two corgis. I was just, oh no, I was a mess. I was an emotional mess.
Yeah. And are you working on anything else, either to do with the Queen or just wildlife stuff that's coming up?
I'm always working on something. I'm not working on anything else to do with the royal family or Her Majesty. I feel like the funeral sort of brought a lot of closure to so many, even though I respect that the family's still in mourning. Yeah. Obviously, of course they are. But I suppose it marked the end of an era and the start of a new one. And I just wanted to just, there's those three pieces really that are out there. And I suppose each one marks in its own way so many historic points, not just from her rent, particularly from this year. And it's been a roller coaster of a year, hasn't it? And I feel like having those out there sort of feel like, you know, it's that's enough. I've sort of, you know, created and put out there everything that I want to. Whether anything comes, you know, when you think ahead to the coronation and things like that, it might be quite nice to mark it again in a visual, illustrative way. But everything I create, without sounding corny in any way, comes from myself first and wanting to create something. So I'm always led by myself, and whether I want to create something or feel the need to sort of want to capture a moment in time or celebrate it or honour it. So we're happy really, but no, I'm working on quite a few animal pieces at the moment, and been getting all the last things in place for Christmas. I started off doing Christmas cards, you see, about 10 years ago when I was 13, 14. So now we're sort of in mid-late September, it's thinking ahead to that next, and getting everything prepped and ready, small business going into the festive season.
Is there anything for Halloween? Do you do anything for that?
It would have been nice, and it was on my list of this year, but of course with everything that's happened this summer, everything's been a bit last minute. I love to be organised usually, but this year I've had to let go of my organisation a little bit and just be a little bit more spontaneous. So unfortunately there's not particularly anything for Halloween, but certainly Christmas. Maybe next year I'll be able to include Halloween and have a little bit more time to focus on that one as well.
Yeah. Well, where are we able to find all of your artwork and keep up to date with you everywhere?
Everything that's currently available is on my website, which is tomlinsonart.co.uk. There's my full portfolio on there, my online shop with my cards, my prints. I have some other stationery and gift bits and pieces. Also, you can read and find out a little bit about me on there. And then the social media, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, where I share new pieces, works in progress. You see a little bit more behind the scenes. I think I'm quite easy to find, especially now with what's happened.
Yes. Well, many thanks for joining us today, and good luck with the rest of your projects.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.